Hello, this is Pastor Dan Haugen of Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Portland, Oregon, and this is your Daily Dose. Our word for today is Creator. Charles Spurgeon once said, "Nothing teaches us about the preciousness of the Creator as much as when we learn the emptiness of everything else." Trying to imagine the scope of all creation with its trillions of stars and planets within its trillions of galaxies goes well beyond any human capability. Just trying to understand the complexity of our own planet leaves us perplexed. So if we can't even harness the knowledge and imagination of all of that, how can we imagine the intelligence and power behind it? When many picture God, they imagine an old man with a long white beard dressed in a white robe. That is the way he's represented in thousands of famous paintings. But does that really do him justice? How could you properly represent an all-knowing, omnipresent, everlasting, and all-powerful God capable of creating the universe? Isaiah describes him this way. "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is an everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Isaiah 40, 28 to 31. In Isaiah's words, we learn that God is everlasting, never tiring, all-knowing, benevolent, and awesome in every way. He gives strength to the weak and protects the downtrodden, and he gives to those who believe in him the endurance to make it through the trials in life. Not only is he remarkable enough to have made all that has been made, but he is also personal enough to care about each and every person as individuals, something he proved when he sent his son to pay the penalty for each individual's sin. Charles Spurgeon said it well, "Without God, all is empty. Without God's creation, all is nothingness, and there is none of the vibrance and life God has built into existence. Without God, there is no light, no warmth, no purpose, and no hope." Still, even with the knowledge of an awesome creator, many choose to worship the lesser things of the world. Because God is so hard to imagine, we tie our ropes to gods of our own making who are easier to comprehend, who expect little or nothing from us, and who easily are shaped to meet our needs. We're lazy in faith and rebellious in nature, and because of this, we easily fall victim to every whim of the devil. Because of this, the Lord lets us learn from our bad choices. From Romans 1, 24 and 25, "Therefore God gave them up in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen." God will not force you to believe in him, but he has left his calling card throughout all of creation so that you will. We see him in the intricacy of life, even in the simplest of organisms. We see him in the stars and the vastness of space. We see him in the height of the mountains and in the depths of the seas, and he speaks to us in his word. The mark of the Creator is everywhere. We simply need to open our eyes to see it, both the eyes of our bodies and the eyes of our soul. Our Creator and God proves his existence every day to those who place their hope and trust in him, because he is not just a God with infinite power who we could never comprehend. He has chosen to be a God in relationship with his creation. I invite you to take a step back and try to imagine our God as Creator. Think of the depths he has gone to provide you with everything you need for life. Try to imagine a love that would send his only son to die for you. Come to know a God big enough to create the vastness of space, yet personal enough to love you in a special way. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we can't fathom all you have made, but we can cling to you in faith. Teach us more about you and help us to understand how to build our relationship with you in trust and honor forevermore. Amen.